We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions
is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends? We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives as we honor a part of ourselves.
Dobro pasholovat, nature-loving viewers. Dobro pasholovat means welcome in Russian, a language spoken by about 277 million people, mainly in Russia, Ukraine, Kazakhstan, and Belarus. It's a pleasure to have you with us today on Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Our programs can be viewed 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. A reminder for all Hotbird viewers, Supreme Master Television has changed transponders. To watch Supreme Master Television on the new transponder, please use the downlink parameters as follows. Hotbird at 13 degrees east, transponder 155, frequency 11,604 megahertz, polarization horizontal, symbol rate 27,500, FEC 5 over 6. Please refer to www.suprememastertv.com/satellite. We will cease to air on the old Hotbird transponder starting August 18, 2010. After this date, Supreme Master Television will air only on the new transponder. So please tune in to Supreme Master Television on the new Hotbird transponder at your earliest convenience. Our usual worldwide satellite coverage is in Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astro 1 and Hotbird 6, in England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV, Channel 835, Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2, Africa, Intelsat 10K U-band, and Intelsat 10C band, the Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6, Asia, Intelsat 10C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S, North America, Galaxy 19, Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 74 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, Channel 26 in Bamenda on Cameroon Cable Network Plus, Channel 40 in Limbe and Omfarong on CSSat, Channel 56 in Douala on Vision Cable TV, Channel 57 in Bouer on Medium Network Service, or MNS, and Channel 23 in Kumba on CIET Kumba.
In Brazil, in São Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 19 on TV Costa Verde.
In Bogotá, Colombia, in Bea Vista Noroccidental, La Estrada, La Estradita, Ciudad Onda, and Bosque Popular, Channel 16 on Parabólica Bea Vista. In Villa Mayor and Aledaños, Channel 44 on Via Visión de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on ASO Parabólica Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Engativá, UPZ, Boyacá Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, Channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company. And Channel 62 on Telemorisco Cable Company. In Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco, and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company.
In Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Tele Los Nidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso Casablanca 32 and 33, Urbanización 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Engativa, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Telereliquia, and in Ciudad Bolivar, Channel 73 on ATV, La Estancia.
And in Costa Rica, in Tilarán, Nuevo Arenal and La Fortuna de San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago S.A. In the Dominican Republic, in Tireo, El Rio and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Costanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas del Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Visas Televisión. And in Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional, Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Holytel.
In Paraguay, in Valleme, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cable Visión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cable Visión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santani, Channel 30 on Taperacuay Cable Company. In Orqueta, Channel 32 on Damoa SAA. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Minga Guazu, Channel 44 on TV Cable Minga Guazu. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, nationwide on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huan Yu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV, Yongjiale Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilang County, Channel 95 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV.
In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingzheng Cable TV. In Taitung County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Xiai County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. And in Bozi City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Xiai City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. And in Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Douliu Township on Jialian Cable TV. And Channel 108 on Yuanchang Township on Peigang Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hoft Province, Channel 21 on Han Altai Cable TV. In Erdenet City, Channel 26 on Cha Tengger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himor Cable TV. In Sukhbatar Seleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhan Ul Province, Channel 8 on Darhan Broadcasting System. And Channel 44 on Cha Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervisions, Channel 47. Orange Cable Companies, Channel 65. Channel 12 on MNBC Television, Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bayanzurk and Hanul District, Channel 25 on Himor Cable TV. In Hoto, Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Undurhan City and Henti Province, Channel 23 on Sanburt Company. And in Sanshan City and Dorongob Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company. In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV.
In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg on Wilhelmtel. And in Hamburg on Willytel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Recamp Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones and iPhones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, Equatorial Guinea and Egypt enhance their friendly relations. In sustainable energy news, a British city will offer residents hydrogen-fueled cars to lease. Please stay with us for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, July 25th, is the birthday of esteemed Macedonian poet Mr. Jovika Tezevski Ertanijan, born in Skopje in 1976. His poetry books include Heavenly Guards and Something Can Be Heard. Mr. Tezevski Ertanijan's work, which is imbued with a metaphysical perspective, has been published in anthologies and translated into several languages. Mr. Tezevski Ertanijan is also a consultant for Macedonian Poetry and Other Voices International's project, a collection of world poetry endorsed by the United Nations Educational, Scientific, and Cultural Organization. In April 2010, Mr. Tezevski Ertanijan was honored with the Indian Enchanting Poet Award. May your eloquent verses continue to bring enjoyment to many. Mr. Jovika Tezevski Ertanijan, we wish you a wonderful birthday with loved ones.
Lion News, Supreme Master Qinghai International Association Relief News Update from Mexico. In late June, over 30 lives were lost as Hurricane Alex descended upon Mexico. There were 15 fatalities in northeastern Nuevo León state alone, where floods heavily affected infrastructure and caused 61,000 people to lose power. Conveying her deep condolences and prayers, Supreme Master Qinghai had donated $15,000, an amount that could obtain $53,000 in emergency materials purchased in the United States based on Mexico's cost of living, while asking that our nearby association members please go to render aid.
Upon investigation, our Mexican Association members learned that the Anahuac municipality in Nuevo León had been inundated, with 300 families who had to evacuate as they lost their homes and furniture to waters released from a regional dam that had been in danger of overflowing. As soon as conditions allowed, the relief team traveled through the continued torrential rains to Anahuac. There, officials from the city's water and drainage management guided them to the shelter in which most of the storm-afflicted were housed.
With a kind offer of help from the 7th Area State Military Nuevo León personnel, the relief team was able to distribute vegan food supplies, soy milk, water, shelter canopies, blankets, clothes, diapers, mattresses, and other personal necessities. The recipients were overwhelmed with gratitude for Supreme Master Qinghai's special aid, with some who could not help their tears as they thanked her for remembering them. As informative SOS flyers on the vegan solution to stabilize such catastrophes were also given out, the residents also expressed a sense of comfort upon realizing they could do something to help the environment, as many were in desperate situations having lost their homes.
Our association members continue to monitor the situation to see if more help is needed.
Our appreciation goes to the Mexican officials and military personnel for their ready assistance. We also thank Supreme Master Qinghai for her heartfelt aid to the storm-stricken and our association's relief team for their diligence and care. Our prayers for the smooth recovery of the Mexican people to productive regularity as such devastations are alleviated through humanity's increased benevolence toward each other and the ecosphere.
Forest fires engulf regions of Portugal. On Thursday, July the 22nd, flames around the capital of Lisbon caused concern for city residents, as over 100 firefighters equipped with 33 vehicles and a helicopter worked to extinguish the flames, which spread relentlessly due to recent dry and hot weather. The fires reached the communities of Casal do Marco and Amarac, only 10 kilometers from the historic capital civic center, before being successfully contained on Friday. Meanwhile, hundreds of firefighting personnel continued their efforts in the northern part of the country, where they were also successful in gaining control of all except one fire in the Braga region.
The National Meteorological Institute stated that 8 northern and central districts have been placed on the highest state of alert due to prolonged hot, dry conditions that are increasing wildfire risk, noting that some regions in the south are also under threat. We are thankful for the heroic efforts of the firefighters risking their lives to ensure the safety of others. May such intensely destructive conditions be eased through our more benevolent actions to renew the Earth's harmonious balance.
Earthquakes shake Canada and the Philippines. On Friday, July the 23rd, a temblor measuring 4.1 on the Richter scale rumbled the south shore of Canada's Quebec City, with residents of the area reporting tremors that shook buildings.
On Saturday, a series of five major earthquakes struck the Philippines' Moro Gulf, with three that were magnitude 7.3 or higher. Centered 100 kilometers off the southern coastal city of Cotabato, the generated tremors could be felt as far north as Manila, 800 kilometers away. There were thankfully no injuries or damage, and no immediate tsunami warnings issued.
We thank heaven for the safety of the Canadian and Philippine residents, as we also pray for the minimizing of distressing events as these, as humanity strives for gentler regard of all life.
Supreme Master Qinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you all the relief workers for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions, to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Panama grants residency to thousands of undocumented residents. As part of a new policy implemented by Panamanian President Ricardo Martinelli, around 20,000 immigrants currently living in the country will be given the legal right to stay. National Service of Migration Director Maria Cristina Gonzalez announced last week that a promotional campaign had been launched to inform residents of the new measure. Thus far, 8,000 people originally arriving from Colombia, Nicaragua, Peru, Ecuador, the Dominican Republic, and El Salvador have become legal residents. The program, which is open to those who have been living in the country for at least 2 years, is currently scheduled to continue through August. Our thankfulness, Your Excellency, and Panama, for your welcome of all those seeking sanctuary in your beautiful lands. Wishing the 8,000 newly official residents and more flourishing lives of contentment, prosperity, and peace.
World's largest flower blooms in Japan. Thousands of people in the past several days have flocked to Tokyo's famed Koishikawa Botanical Gardens to witness the blooming of a rare flower native to Indonesia's Sumatra Island. The Titan arum is the world's largest flower, with a stem around 1.5 meters tall. In the wild, the deep azure-colored flower will typically bloom once every 16 years, with the most recent such event in Japan being nearly 20 years ago in 1991. On the morning of Thursday, July 22nd, the flower began opening and reached full bloom at around 7 p.m. with a diameter of 80 centimeters. What a remarkable event! Our appreciation, Koishikawa Botanical Gardeners, for your care of the special Titan arum, as we thank heaven for such a reminder of the wondrous creations bestowed by the divine for us to appreciate and enjoy.
Child protection agreement reached with Darfur Group. With mediation assistance from Switzerland-based Center for Humanitarian Dialogue, the United Nations Children's Fund, or UNICEF, has signed a historical agreement with Sudan's Justice and Equality Movement, or JEM, to end the recruitment of child soldiers and protect the well-being and education of the children affected by conflict in Darfur. UNICEF has been granted unimpeded and regular access to Justice and Equality Movement locations, persons, and relevant documents, while JEM has also agreed to transfer all children under 18 to UNICEF's care in facilitating their reintegration. Our earnest accolades, United Nations Children's Fund and Justice and Equality Movement, for your peaceful agreement to prioritize child protection. And many thanks at Center for Humanitarian Dialogue for your assistance. May the youths of Darfur and the world be graced with abundant security, comfort, and love.
Daring rescue saves climbers caught in lightning storm. More than 20 rangers from Grand Teton National Park in Wyoming, USA, conducted a more than 8-hour rescue on Wednesday, July 21st, using two helicopters in their attempts to save a total of 17 mountaineers who had been caught at elevations above 13,000 feet during a lightning storm on Grand Teton Mountain, the region's highest peak. The rescuers harnessed themselves to cables that were dropped from the hovering helicopters to be able to perform ledge rescues between the storms that continued as they worked. Sadly, 21-year-old Brandon Oldenkamp, who was initially missing, was later discovered to have perished, while the other 16 were successfully rescued, all with varying degrees of lightning burn injuries and some who were hospitalized but are in stable condition. We join in gratitude Grand Teton National Park Rangers for your courageous efforts and placing your own safety at risk to rescue those in jeopardy. Our sincere sympathies for the untimely loss of young Brendan Oldenkamp as we pray for the rapid and full recovery of all the climbers.
Save our planet. Newly found Arctic sea life threatened by fishing. Using sets of special underwater remote-controlled cameras, a team from the international environmental group Greenpeace has made a first-time discovery of a diverse range of sea life under the Arctic ice near Norway, up to 600 meters beneath the ocean surface. At first expecting to find images of only mud and sand in the severely cold environment, underwater photographer Gavin Newman instead saw rare footage of soft corals, sea anemones, and other kinds of life never before witnessed or studied by scientists. Mr. Newman said, "It is one of the most colorful places I've dived apart from tropical coral reefs. It really was very unexpected."
Sadly, however, as the Arctic ice has been receding drastically due to global warming, fishing trawlers have been moving farther north into this pristine area, dragging heavy nets across the sea bottom that destroy the fragile coral habitats and leave only devastation in their wake. These destructive trawler marks were also documented in Mr. Newman's images. Greenpeace representatives expressed concern that this precious Arctic ecosystem is thus being threatened not only by the global warming effects of rising temperatures and ocean acidification, but also by bottom trawling.
They have called for a moratorium on this practice in the Arctic Ocean, with experts such as marine biologist Dr. Iris Menn highlighting what is known as the precautionary principle, a policy that governs all exploration and states that humans must not seek benefit from environments without sufficient information about their impact. She stated, "For fisheries, this means that there should not be any fishing in areas where we don't have any knowledge of the ocean ecosystem." Greenpeace Nordic Oceans campaigner Frida Bengtsson also noted the 2009 leadership of the United States in a decision to ban all fishing north of the Alaskan Bering Strait, and urged Norway, in whose waters these new discoveries were being made, to adopt a similar urgent measure.
"Our sincere appreciation, Mr. Newman, Greenpeace, and all concerned advocates for these new glimpses into the beauty of the Arctic while raising awareness about its delicate ecosystem. Let us act swiftly to stop the harm to marine life for the ultimate benefit of all beings."
Supreme Master Ching Hai has frequently spoken of the need to protect our living oceans, as in an interview published in the September 2009 edition of the British Parliament's The House magazine.
"Analysis by British researchers of hundreds of years of fishing records has revealed to us the devastating effects of trawling to both the marine environment and sea life. One scientist compared this method to harvesting apples by lowering a giant net and dragging it through the orchard, thus destroying the tree, destroying the very life that supports the fruit. Please request the media's help in spreading info about the detriments of trawling and the dire state of fish populations today. Another extremely effective practice would be to stop eating fish and advocate the same for all citizens. The government could offer subsidies to the fishermen for organic farming instead as the alternative livelihood. Complete fishing bans could then be put into place for the world's vital oceans and their unique life."
Save our planet. In a new study in the journal Nature, Swedish scientists state that temperature-sensitive carbon currently stored in the sediments of inland lakes will be released to the atmosphere as carbon dioxide if the atmosphere continues to warm.
Save our planet. American actor Larry Hagman of the popular TV drama Dallas, now 78 years young, has become a spokesperson for solar energy, with his own residential system installed in 2003, often generating so much energy that the surplus is purchased by the local electric company.
Save Our Planet, a new report by the UN Development Program, forecasts that unmitigated global warming would result in 15% of the Sundarbans, which currently span India and Bangladesh as the largest continuous coastal block of mangrove forests in the world, becoming submerged by the year 2020.
Morning news. The U.S. Department of Agriculture orders nearly 92,000 pounds of frozen chicken nuggets to be recalled from retail stores across the country, as foreign materials such as small pieces of blue plastics were found mixed in the meat products.
Panda and a dedicated vegan. Today I'm going to share a tip for your canine buddy. Does your friend spend much time outdoors? If so, it is good to get into the habit of checking for ticks every day. Look and run your hands around her or his buddy from nose to tail, paying special attention to behind the ears. You might first notice one as a small gray bump. Contact your vet if you suspect you found one for advice on how to remove it. Thank you for tuning in, and thanks for being veg and going green to save the planet. Now, the weather around the world.
The Supreme Master Qinghai International Association news from Australia. The Treadlightly Enviroforest in Hobart, Tasmania was held for the third year at the picturesque Royal Tasmanian Botanical Gardens. It is a popular event to promote living with a low carbon footprint. Our association members hosted a booth and shared DVDs about the importance of adopting a low emissions vegan diet to save our planet. They also offered complimentary animal-free snacks such as plant-based sausage rolls, veggie patties and dumplings. Win TV, one of the main TV stations in Tasmania, featured an interview with one of our association members on the evening news. Kudos, Treadlightly Enviroforest, for helping to raise awareness about eco-protecting choices. Many thanks, Win TV, for broadcasting this good news. May more adopt the best option for safeguarding our precious earth, the vegan lifestyle.
In world news, Equatorial Guinea and Egypt enhance their relations. The two nations have signed agreements to create a joint committee for cooperation in the areas of culture, science, and economics. Egypt has also sent representatives to assist Equatorial Guinea in preparing for the 2011 African Union Summit. Our respectful appreciation, Egypt and Equatorial Guinea, on your growing friendship. May the kind people of both your beautiful countries be graced with peace, plenitude, and sustainability. Up next on Noteworthy News, green cars are coming to a British city. We'll meditate on our glorious inner light. Be back soon. Stay tuned for more generous news here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, gratifying news for a happier world. In sustainable energy news, a British city plans to offer hydrogen-fueled cars to residents. Leicester in the United Kingdom has signed an agreement with RiverSimple, a manufacturer of the environmentally friendly cars, to receive 30 of the vehicles. They will be leased to city residents for a 12-month trial beginning in 2012. Finding appropriate places for hydrogen pumps for the drivers to refuel is part of the endeavour. The car can be driven at a speed of up to 50 miles per hour for as much as 240 miles per tank of hydrogen. It stores its own energy during braking, which is then used to supply 80% of the power needed for acceleration. We wish you all the best, Lester, for your upcoming eco year. Also, congratulations, River Simple, on your marvelous earth-loving car. We look forward to hearing more about your wonderful green innovations.
Let's enjoy a joke told in Balinese entitled Straight Cooking.
Dedaran kurenan tiange tusing jaen. Dadene yen ade sise terus bahange cicing. Tur cicinge terus mang meong.
And now for our viewers' heartlines on The Poetry of Rumi, presented on Between Master and Disciples, with Supreme Master Ching Hai's illuminated explanation of the great sage's verses.
Great Afghan poet, Syrian from USA.
Tudo que é feito pela Suprema Mestra Ching Hai, sempre, sem exceção, é perfeito. Gratidão, Luiz Aguilera, do Brasil.
Spiritual Syrian and Lu Aguilera, thank you for your elevated comment. Supreme Master Ching Hai's reading and profound reflections on the verses of the great Persian poet Rumi are truly a window into the heavenly spheres. Wishing you light and love always.
Do you have a hotline today? We very much appreciate your hotlines and stories from your area. Please send them to hotline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/hotline. Thank you for your company on Noteworthy News.
Now we say, Da blagoslovit vas gospodich, which means God bless in Russian.
May your life be graced with nobility, wisdom, and love.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
North Korean Supreme Leader Kim Jong-il sends army helicopters to rescue 68 people stranded by flooding in North Gyeongnam and South Hamgyong provinces as record rains deluged underprivileged farmland and residential areas of the nation.
The heads of Zimbabwe's three ruling political parties convene for a historic meeting to discuss how to further speed the process of national reconciliation.
A survey in Russia by the non-governmental polling organization Levada Analytical Center shows that majority of citizens favor a ban on smoking and alcoholic beer in public places, with 82% supporting a smoking ban and 76% a drinking ban.
A team of German and Jordanian archaeologists find a 6,000-year-old Bedouin statue with a long nose and bearded abstract face, providing insight into a mysterious ancient civilization that once thrived in the desert connecting the countries of Jordan, Iraq, in Saudi Arabia.
The LifeBall 2010 AIDS charity held in Vienna, Austria, during the week of an international HIV/AIDS conference, raises $1.9 million for research and prevention programs.
Canada donates $6.5 million to Niger and Chad to provide crucial food assistance for over 6 million people in need, with funds being directed through the United Nations World Food Program and Save the Children Canada.
After writing to U.S. President Barack Obama about overcoming the experience of being bullied at school, 11-year-old Zaney Stokes of Pennsylvania, USA, receives a letter of commendation from the president, encouraging her to continue being an agent for change.
Saudi and Chinese ministries of culture commemorate the 20th anniversary of their country's diplomatic relations with a cultural week of the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia at China's Beijing World Art Museum.
The European Union donates €15 million in food aid to alleviate emergency needs of hunger and malnutrition for an estimated 5.2 million Ethiopians affected by civil conflict, natural disasters, and drought.
U.S. researchers demonstrate a software that can decipher ancient languages such as Ugaritic by comparing its symbols to the closely related Hebrew, offering hope that computers may be able to decode other languages of the past.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.